The first touch of winter in North Florida, especially when the cold front triggers a long day of rain, always makes you feel that life is turning inward, that when you get home, there will be someone there. But in my case, there wasn't, which was why in December of last year, I went back to the video store on Highway 301. It was the second week of the month, the middle of a cold, gray Thursday afternoon when I stopped by after not having gone there for a long time. I'd been driving through the sort of fine mist that had me turning the windshield wipers on and off, since what was on the windshield didn't seem like enough moisture to qualify as rain, and yet after a few minutes without the wipers, I couldn't see. It was as if I were driving through a cloud. In Florida, rain is almost always accompanied by lightning and thunder, but that day the whole world was wet, gray, soft, and gentle. So soft and gentle that it seemed to require some sort of touch, if not tenderness, which was why I decided on my way home from Gainesville to stop at Orange Heights, a place without a single citrus tree or any elevation whatsoever. An example, I suppose, of what Henry James meant when he called Florida a fearful fraud in a letter to a friend. I was sure no one would be there on such a cold, wet day, though even that, I told myself, would be just fine. Sometimes you go to these places to be alone. But to my surprise, as I put on my turn signal, the white truck I'd been following since Gainesville did the same, and when we came to the video store, it turned into the parking lot. Even more surprising, after we turned off our engines, out of the white truck that had preceded me emerged a tall man whose silver hair, glasses, and neatly pressed blue denim shirt made him look like a prosperous farmer who belonged to the Baptist church we had just passed on our way here, the most conventional paterfamilias one could imagine. Watching him walk by, in fact, made me think of that story by Nathaniel Hawthorne in which young Goodman Brown goes into the forest at night and finds the leading figures of his community at a bonfire worshiping Satan. The video store had not been opened for satanic rites, though the people who went to the Baptist church down the road probably thought so. It had been opened for truck drivers on their long haul down to South Florida. That was why it sat on the southwest corner of the intersection of 301 and Highway 26, the east-west state road that connects Gainesville and Putnam Hall. Roads are to Florida what syringes are to veins, the swiftest means to introduce a foreign element into the body, in this case, humanoids. Build a road, and there goes the forest. Highway 301 was built as a sort of conveyor belt to move visitors to Central and South Florida as fast as possible, one of the first four-lane expressways to do this. That's why for many years, whenever I drove to Gainesville on 26, I had to come to a stop at 301 and wait for the light to change. This eventually made the intersection a magnet for businesses, two gas stations, the video arcade, and a fish and tackle store. Yet no intersection could have been less bustling. Even after the video store opened, the crossroads retained its somnolent air, because by that time 301 had been superseded as a major north-south route by two newer highways to the west, 441 and I-75, and it was only because those new highways had reduced the traffic on 301 the truck drivers still used the latter, though they never stopped at the video store. What the customers in the video store got instead was the sound of their rigs whooshing by outside the blacked-out window behind which people stood, wondering why truckers didn't stop there anymore.
Thank you for listening to this clip provided to you by Macmillan Audio. To hear more, look for this title wherever audiobooks are sold.